Surprisingly, just west of bustling Las Vegas, lies one of our nation's unique Red Rock Parks, Red Rock Canyon National Conservation Area. Jointly managed by the U.S. Bureau of Land Management and the Nevada Division of State Parks, it is a place for outdoor recreation, a place to enjoy nature and a rich geological past, a place to acquaint yourself with ancient man and his struggle for survival. In this very arid land, it is hard to imagine that water has been one of the primary forces that shaped the landscape. Flash floods and intermittently flowing water channels have moved giant rocks and smaller debris into the valleys. Occasional snowfalls with alternating freeze and thaw have cracked and shaped the rocks. More loosely packed grains have been eroded away by wind and rain, creating a wide variety of potholes, domes, and arches. For most of its 600 million year geologic history, this arid desert of red rock lay beneath a warm, shallow sea that was home to a rich variety of marine life. The Aerospace Walk of Honor presentation to honorees is a 3-inch circular silver medal hung from a wide blue ribbon. The medal depicts a test pilot in a traditional flight suit gazing into the heavens. The cloud-strewn sky is crisscrossed by residual jet streams of two aircraft. The vapor trails intersect to form several X's, the symbol for experimental test flights. Not long ago, this was a barren desert. Only an occasional animal and blowing sand stirred in this desolate environment. But have things changed? This once sun-baked patch of desert has become the fabulous entertainment, gambling, and vacation capital of the world, Las Vegas. High-rise hotels and bustling casinos, along with a million miles of neon tubing, have turned this into a place like no other in the entire world. Looking at these palatial establishments, it's hard to believe that this was, not long ago, a dusty, sleepy little town that stayed alive because there was a spring and good grazing land here. In fact, the name Las Vegas is Spanish for the meadows. Welcome backstage to the Pageant of the Masters. During the next 3 minutes, this young man will undergo a transformation. With makeup, costuming, headdress, direction, he will literally step into another world, becoming part of the living pictures of the Pageant of the Masters. Since 1932, the Festival of Arts of Laguna Beach has been presenting the nation's most famous outdoor art show, now featuring 165 of the finest artists and craftsmen in a dazzling display. For this, and for the Pageant of the Masters, more than 200,000 people travel many thousands of miles each year to enjoy the visionary delights. At dusk each evening, during July and August, crowds begin to gather in the open-air amphitheater in anticipation of the melding of art and entertainment. They are welcomed by a live orchestra and a friendly host to the world-renowned living pictures of Laguna's Pageant of the Masters. It must be remembered that the transfer student already knows how to write and structure sentences and paragraphs. The introduction to writing in English may be facilitated by using the language experience technique. Selecting vocabulary from the student's experiences will assure that the lesson is more interesting and meaningful to the students.